You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Foch, I'd like to thank you once again for inviting us over to your house this past Saturday. We had a blast.
Yeah, it was really fun.
You were actually
a little drunk, Chelsea.
I was not. Okay, you guys.
Wasted.
I had a can of rosé. Okay.
You told me two glasses.
Yeah.
Two glasses are in a can.
Oh, okay. But folks, she was pretty tipsy and it was really fun.
It was a 32 ounce can of wine.
I hadn't eaten that much that day, you guys.
So
my husband drove, I just want to say.
I believe that he did. I can confirm the vehicle. So anyways, let's go back to what we were talking about. We've sold you out already.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't care if you were wasted.
And Foch made really good food, barbecue. I took a bunch home. I ate every bit of it.
Did you really?
I did.
So you actually leftovers.
Oh, for sure. Oh, if it's barbecue that good, heck yeah.
I feel like there's a butt coming here.
What? No, I want to also. Like... There is probably a butt coming. I'm going to give you a hint. I also want to say I enjoyed Catchphrase.
Yeah.
They gave you a hard time that your version was from like 2004.
Chelsea.
Yeah, exactly.
It was from 2016.
Yeah, it's not that. Plus, it was electronic, so of course it wasn't that old. Anyways, okay, we got that stuff out of the way. Chelsea, fill us in on what we're really going to talk about here.
Well, Foch only had his VCR hooked up, which no cable, no Wi-Fi, a VCR, not even a freaking DVD player, you guys.
Yeah,
VCR.
I don't know what's up with it.
I mean, he decided to show us some old films from college, your college days.
I was impressed that you did actually have something on VHS that you couldn't have played on another medium.
Yeah.
Feel better about you having the VCR.
Yeah, there are certain things that I have, like Rat Pack Live from 1965 at the Fox in St. Louis.
Wow.
And then my Media 365 class that I took at Missouri State.
So we got to see a couple of films that Foch made, and then one of his friends made one that was, what would you call it? Like a...
Infomercial?
Yes.
Like a fake infomercial.
So,
yeah.
Chelsea, go ahead and tell the people what we found out that he enjoyed doing very, very much.
And still does to this day.
That's true.
I would call it air thrusting, a little bit of gyrating to inanimate objects. He still does that to this day, mostly just to cars now, but...
Oh my God. Air thrusting.
It's a dance move.
It's not a dance move.
It is a dance move.
It's something
just
like...
Just because that's not your go-to move doesn't mean that it's not a dance
move. Let's say it's... The real thing we would have normally called it rhymes with bumping.
Mm-hmm.
But we found out that he really enjoys it today, but it turns out he enjoyed it way more in college.
The whole video was him. What, didn't he air thrust like a chair?
Yes, he did. And I said he was holding a spatula for a long time, and I was like, he's going to do some air thrusting with that spatula in a certain way. He did.
He really did.
5 minutes later, he did, and I felt so justified. Now that we have completely ragged on you for 5 whole minutes, can you give us your defense?
Yeah.
I like the thrust.
I like the thrust
in college. I like the thrust now. I mean, I can't. There's nothing I can really rebuttal to this, guys. I'm not just going to own it and say that's normally it's not like I'm doing it on purpose. That's my go-to dance move. There is some form of.
I think it gives you comfort. I think
grinding.
It brings you. Yeah,
like
there's
just,
something. He yeah. feels good afterwards. I don't know.
Elvis had those, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
See, there's a lot of people that did that.
Yeah, Elvis was gyrating too. A little different way, although people were very offended
instead.
By that back
yeah.
in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, they were.
So,
yeah.
I mean, Usher did it. Yeah. I mean, just look at me as Usher.
You cannot compare yourself to Elvis and Usher.
Yeah, exactly. I saw that happen. I'm like,
More like Lyle Lovett or something.
What? I didn't even get anywhere close to thrusting. Come on.
Like, you're whichever the NSYNC member was that you could hear the least. The guy
Chris
that's on the back of a triangle.
Yeah. Foch would be Chris Kirkpatrick with the weird hair he had.
I think Chris is probably the most forgettable.
And Joey.
I can't do
the
JT.
Together.
Joey.
Come
Joey.
On. Nah, dude. You don't have the JT vibe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
you're a lovely person. I like hearing you sing on parodies, but sorry, buddy. You don't got it on that level.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.